Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest in Las Vegas at the Fuse annual meeting is Jeff Gordon, the executive director. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Yeah, I just called you executive director. That's a title. We ran that news, I believe, in January on Floor Daily. So you've taken the lead role of running this organization, right?
That's correct. Ron Lee's moved to chief operating officer, and it's really big shoes to fill, but I'm excited for the opportunity.
Well, people that have known Ron for a long time are going to wonder what's up next for him, probably.
You know, Ron's been very clear that he'd like to retire, and he's pledged to stay till the end of the year, but he's one of those guys, you know, hey, when I say I'm going to retire, I really want to retire. I have a lot of plans for the future.
All right, let's refresh our listeners' memory a little bit on who Fuse Alliance is. You're a group of commercial flooring contractors, and I believe your number's now around 80, right?
We're 75 members, Kemp.
How many have you picked up this year?
We've picked up 5 new members, 2 in Canada and 3 domestically.
One of the things that I've really been impressed with, because I've been here now for a day and a half, is what you're doing from a forward-facing new look. We'll get into that, though, in just a minute. Let's talk about, I know you've been with your members now for a little while. Let's talk about how they're feeling about their businesses right now.
I think everybody in general feels business has gotten substantially better, and I think 14 was a fairly good year, not a great year, and most people are forecasting 15 will be much better.
So your theme of this meeting is called Launchpad, and I think it's really around this whole new look you've got. So tell us some of the components of that, if you will.
You know, a lot of what we're trying to do coming into 15 is just to bring in a new excitement to the organization. You know, cooperatives by definition are a very old business model, if you will. We felt that we didn't have the market presence that we needed. So we really took a look at what we were doing. We brought in 2 new marketing people, Catherine Minervini and Lindsay Johnson, both young women, very dynamic. So we want to just get much more current. We used to like to say, hey, we're kind of like a Microsoft operation. We don't want to be like that. We want to be an Apple. We want to be a little bit edgier. We want to be more exciting. And we have to realize that the business, especially from a design point of view, it's very youth-oriented, and that's the direction we're trying to go.
So a few of the components, a new website, you're investing money and making sure you're more visible. It's also clarity of message. I mean, what I'm looking at, I know for those that might be clicking now to see where your website is, it's not live until next week, but it's super clear message. This is what you offer. So I'm real impressed with what you're doing there, and I think a lot of people are going to start taking notice that perhaps had not to this point.
You know, the interesting thing about what we did when we added the 2 women is one was an industry veteran, Catherine Minervini. You know, worked for Bentley for years, understands the flooring business. I know you know her personally. And then Lindsay Johnson knew nothing about flooring. I had no idea what we did, except for the flooring in her house was no connection with contract. And the first thing we did with her was have her look at our website. And she came back right away and said, you know, I've read through your website. I've gone to every page. I have no idea what you guys do. And that was a very clarifying moment for us where we thought, you know what, we do need clarity of message for sure.
All right, so yeah, you're executive director now. You came in a year or two ago, leaving SCS and coming aboard here. And at that point, you were the head of business development. You were starting this Fuse Commercial, which is the national account program. Give us an update on what's going on with that.
The Fuse Commercial has really been above and beyond our expectations. Really, about a year and a half ago, we determined that there's many, many large customers around the country that want to have one source of buying material and labor. And, you know, many of our manufacturing partners were already in a direct sell position, or what I like to say is a buy direct. You know, these customers were basically, hey, we want to work with a large manufacturer. We want them to guarantee the labor. So we realized that the strength of our organization is in its size and the coverage around the country. So why not use that to our advantage and assist in the labor on projects that are going that direction, which we determine is probably 10% of the business. It's not a huge amount. That's now morphed into our calling on the end users directly. And it's interesting, when I get in front of a major end user, and I've had a couple of recently where I was in their corporate headquarters, and you start talking about product and building problems and moisture and things like that, they're really glad to talk to an outfit like ours because we have the expertise to be able to sit and talk to them and analyze their problems and come up with a solution. So we're very bullish about Fuse Commercial. We have the most activity right now we ever have. Some of it's with our mill partners, working side by side with them, and then a lot of it's just what we're developing on our own. And we think that's going to be a huge business moving forward.
You know, and there's multiple ways you could have done this. And the fact that you've got this kind of, you know, brand, Fuse Commercial, which means that it's one face some organizations may have one member that's calling on a national account, and then the other members of the group are doing work for them. That's not what you're doing at all. You've actually got Fuse Commercial invoices, you've got one face, and it's a more streamlined type approach, isn't it?
Well, and from our perspective, a customer wants to deal with one person. The facilities managers that I talk to, I have one account I've been working with. This gentleman has 1,000 facilities, and he's like, Jeff, you just got to make my life easy. So when he gives me opportunities around the country, rather than just handing it off to one of our members and then they have to invoice it and create it and all that, we subcontract out to the member. So everything is coming through the network, the Fuse billings, the takeoffs, the proposals are all standard. And any issue, whether the job's in Miami or Chicago or New York, is going to come through my office, and we're going to take care of it by working with our partner member.
And Fuse is a 75-member organization of entrepreneurs, and some people may not want to do business that way. In that situation, what do you do?
Honestly, I've never had anybody turn it down. You know, initially when we started this, we had some people say, well, we don't really want to do labor only. And not that they're all labor only, but, you know, a large percentage of them are. But the reality is, it's a great call for me to be able to call one of my members and say, I've got a nice opportunity in your market. Would you like to work on it? And not in any case have I had anybody say no. It's been great. And of course, it's nice to be able to turn business over to a very good member.
You know, one of the things that I need to bring back on your background, but it's important that I bring this out, is you being the leader, you're actually well-suited for this because you started your career at Armstrong, then you were at the commercial division of Tuftex, which I believe is called Design Weave, and so that's on the supply side, and then you went over and you were a commercial contractor with SCS on the West Coast, and so you've got empathy for all of the issues that might come up, right?
And I appreciate your comments on that. You know, I think it's a tremendous advantage for me that I've done both, and I've done both in a management capacity. And I've made a lot of friends on both sides. You know, when I made the move from the manufacturing side, I loved working for Design Weave, you know, as a part of Shaw and a part of Queen. And when I went to the dealer side, I really didn't appreciate how hard our members work to be able to produce the results they produce. It's a very, very tough business. So I have tremendous empathy for them. And I have tremendous respect for the manufacturers in an environment that's changing all the time, particularly from a product perspective and how hard service is really growing as a part of the business.
So you've taken the reins. This meeting is somewhat of your debut, and I'm impressed. But what are a couple of things you hope to achieve in the next year or two?
You know, I think a lot of it for us is our organization has maybe not had the, I don't know if notoriety is the right word. You know, we haven't been maybe as well publicized or as well known as we should have been. I don't think our message was as clear as it should have been. So our goal really is a team. We want to be more dynamic. We want more people to know about us. And I don't really mean that from, hey, we want to add a lot more members. I mean, we've got gaps in our coverage nationally where we want to bring on some really good members. The new blood we have brought in, it's always exciting to bring people in who have never been here before. You know, they bring a fresh perspective. And I think overall, I mean, I have tremendous respect for Ron Lee. I've learned a lot from Ron. He's a mentor of mine. But all of us do things a little bit differently. So we're going to look a little different in the next year just from a marketing perspective with the younger people we brought in and the ideas they have.
Right, one last question, and it's kind of the question of the day. How much influence do you think the commercial contractor really has on what brand actually goes into a project?
Yeah, that's a tough question. You know, being on a manufacturing side and being on the dealer side, we have some members that have more control of that than others. And of course, I'm always trying to tell our mill partners that a contractor is way more than installation. And it's the putting the job together, the dynamics, the financial strength, the ability to go back and fix a problem. All of the above is what we do as companies. You know, installation's the last part of the job. There's a lot of parts that go into putting the job together. But the reality of the matter is specifications are driven by manufacturers in most cases. I mean, they have reps on the street every day calling on end users and designers. I would say realistically, we probably control 10 to 15% of those specifications. And I think you have to have a reality check of where the strength is there. And that's okay because we want to provide excellent service. One of the things I haven't mentioned and we've talked a lot about in the meeting is we want to be the go-to network. Meaning that if people need help in any way, any kind of expertise, consulting, installation, they want a problem fixed, we want to be the go-to people for that.
All right, great, Jeff. Good to talk to you again. Been talking to Jeff Gordon, the new executive director with the Fuse Commercial Flooring Alliance, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.